need to find that guy who's speaking, man.
I know where I can find him.
Do you?
He's sitting right next to me.
What's up, guys and girls? Welcome to the Rock Hippie Adventures podcast. This is Frightful, episode 13.
Otherwise known as our favorite number.
Yeah.
We love the 13s.
I was born on the 13th. Why wouldn't it be my favorite
number?
We're
getting married at 1,300 hours.
That's all her doing. I wouldn't even thought
my
about
it. My child
was
born on the 13th also.
I know. Yeah.
At 12:13 a.m. So she has a bunch of 13s.
Man, 12:13 a.m.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's crazy.
On the 13th of the month. So we like 13s.
Well, I'm Mel. She's Keith.
We've changed a little since our last episode. That's what happens when you get married. We just blend together.
Yeah.
Now. We're just preparing ourselves.
Yeah, speaking of that, this Saturday, Halloween.
Yes, at 1,300 hours.
At 1,300 hours, we are tying the knot, getting hitched.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it, we're getting married.
I made the boy take some pictures this weekend,
yeah.
Much to his dislike.
Chagrin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. He was a trooper.
I did because I love.
Yeah, well, I wanted pictures. We always have selfies. We don't have actual pictures.
Welcome to the millennial age.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, we even took our own, so we didn't hire.
Yeah, it's not like we hired a photographer. I took my tripod and stuff, and we set the pictures up, and we did our own pictures. So there.
Yeah. Thankful for editing tools. It makes a world of difference. But
And if you listen to the podcast, you can definitely check out the wedding ceremony.
Yeah, I'll be on Instagram, right?
Yep, Instagram Live, 1 o'clock Eastern time on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so check it out
if you
want.
The Pope is marrying us.
Yeah, Pope Josephus is marrying us.
Yeah, with his Pope teeth.
With his Pope teeth.
Those come free with the wedding ceremony. I didn't realize that. It was a package deal.
Yeah, it was a package deal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. We're writing our own vows.
Yeah.
We finished those up this week.
Yep. They'll be a gasp.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous about it.
So stay tuned. If you're listening to the podcast, if you check it out, definitely check it out.
You'll be entertained, if nothing else.
I mean, it's not going to be like the royal wedding or anything. It's not going to be like this
spectacle.
Oh, no,
we're not that fancy.
No, it's literally going to be in a backyard. We're going to have some costumes on. I'm not saying we're not making a mockery of the institution of wedding.
No, not
it's
the
just,
least bit.
We want to have fun. It's Halloween. It's our wedding.
Well, and like, I just want the wedding that I want. Do you know what I mean?
Like, God forbid we do like somebody who spends like 30 grand on a wedding for it to last 15. I make.
Yeah, more power to you. We're just not those people.
Yeah.
Well, and I think because it's our second too, we're being like.
First wasn't.
Yeah, mine was kind
of. Mine wasn't. It was justice of the peace. Like, it was a simple wedding. Everything was simple. I mean, of course, I was poor. I was a private in the army. What do you expect?
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
I'm still poor. I'm not in the army. I'm a school teacher. Just kidding. No, I mean, it's not our style right now.
Yeah, no.
We just don't want to do that.
We want to have fun. We want to look back and go, that shit was funny.
I really just wanted to be married. I wanted my wedding anniversary date to be Halloween, and I cared about that more than anything, which is kind of weird, but I just thought it'd be cool to say that you're married on Halloween.
Yeah, and plus, like I said, I just wanted to look back and go, man, we had fun. And it was funny.
Well,
it's
so us. That's the thing. And we wouldn't be all stodgy sitting around in like a suit. I don't want to be like that. Like, that's not us.
And plus, I don't want the whole thing to be like some skit rehearsed, like, you know, the guys come. And don't get me wrong. Everybody does what they want. You can do what you want. But I don't want to be the guys who, you know, I'm going to make it funny and memorable so we can get on YouTube and we're going to do some stupid dance.
Oh, there will be no dancing. Like, we're not rehearsing any of that mess.
Believe me, when you see, the only thing that's going to be rehearsed, and it's not even rehearsed, only because we wrote our own vows. So we'll read our own vows. That's the scripted part. But everything else, and it's not going to be this whole big reception or anything. We're going to eat some dinner with some friends and that's it.
Yeah.
We're going to go trick-or-treating for airplane bottles.
Dude, we should totally do that.
No. Trick-or-treating is not allowed this year.
I'll just trick-or-treat in the freezer. I got enough in there from last party.
Yeah, right? So, joining us on our special day, Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we got, Mel did too, and I got one in my post office box. Amazon has delivered the holiday wish book this year. Well, we were just talking about it.
It's a little nostalgic.
It's very nostalgic. For those of you who are not old enough, this may go right over your head. But for guys like Mike over at Whack Brackets.
Nice.
You like that one,
Yeah, that
you?
Was great, babe.
That, those,
it's classy.
Yeah, super, super. So people like us who are a little bit older, we remember the times you would get the Sears catalog.
That was a big holiday deal.
The holiday catalog from Sears in. And yeah. we would all, I don't know about everybody else that's our age. I don't know how long it came out. I can't remember.
I don't either.
I think the last time I might have saw it was when I was like, 10 or 12 or 13 years old.
I can't really
remember.
Yeah.
But man, when that thing came out, everybody wanted a piece of it. You got it and you just sat down on your living room floor in front of the TV.
Flipping through the pages. I secretly like the smell of it.
You're so strange.
Did you not remember the smell of the Sears of the book? Oh, it smelled so good.
It smelled like every other magazine.
No, there was a smell to it. And
what,
the pages
smell of money?
The pages made the best broke. Little like crinkly sounds too.
It was just like any other magazine.
No, babe, it was different. It smelled different.
It had Santa Claus all over it.
No.
That was Santa Claus's cookies.
No.
Farts.
No, it was not.
That's what the thing
smelled
like.
The pages were so amazing to hear them turn. It was like that ASMR stuff. Oh, I just would love it.
Oh my gosh. No, what I remember was thumbing through the places and finding all the cool toys and like, oh, I want this and oh, I want that. Hey, yeah. Ma, look, I'm circling everything. Because you circled the shit.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
we had
you
to make a list because I had to share it with my sisters. But my mom would let us cut it out, but they became a problem because of who wanted the front or the back of the page. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
You could take that page. We'd be like, no, you can have that page. It's fine. I don't need anything on that page.
Yeah.
Like, we'd have to fight over the pages in the Sears holiday book. But the Amazon one is kind of cool, though. It does have the same kind of feel.
It's a lot smaller.
I haven't smelled it, though. Let me smell it.
It smells like every other magazine. It smells like paper and ink.
Ooh, that one doesn't smell good. I don't like that
one. Oh, my gosh. It smells like every other magazine.
No.
Paper and ink. Oh, shit. There's stickers in here, though.
Yeah, there's stickers in there. You can even draw things in there. There's a snow globe thing at the back that you could draw.
Stickers are kind of gay.
It was kind of interactive.
Yeah. But yeah, I flipped through it. There's some cool stuff. They got some Star Wars stuff, some Funko stuff. So it's a little different than when I was a kid, which it had all the cool stuff in it. But yeah, they have an actual drone home game. Oh my gosh, that's weird as hell. Y'all need to go check it out. Check out your mailbox. And if you've got one, tell us what your favorite page was.
And if
was.
You like the smell of the Sears toy book, let me know. I can't
goodness.
Be alone in that.
Yeah, smelling books. So
I'm
you can kind of guess what the title of our podcast is going to be this week.
Smelling books. Well,
horror movies and smelling books.
I keep that to myself, but then I've just shared it, so I guess it's out there now.
Yeah, it's no longer a secret.
No,
it is now.
It does, though. It has a smell to it. There's same with books. Like, some people buy books like, I will never be an electronic reader on like a Kindle or on an iPad. I have to have a real book. I like the smell of books.
So welcome to the podcast. We're recording at 9:30 at night, drinking a couple of cups of coffee, getting wired up for the show. We're going to be talking about, this is going to be our last full week of movies. We strayed a little bit because we're getting ready to get married. And
he loves me so much that he was not putting me through Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, so we changed up the movie lineup a little bit because there's still some movies that I wanted her to watch that are really good movies. Maybe not all specifically horror movies or Halloween movies.
Well, it started because we couldn't find The Conjuring for any of the services we have.
And Texas Chainsaw. Yeah, so I was like, we was going to watch The Conjuring, and I was like, oh, I can't find it again. Trying to do things legal here. But we didn't find The Conjuring. It was on like HBO or something, and I'm not buying HBO. So
no, we had it for like 7 days, and we had to take it off. But yeah, so we didn't get that. And then we did see Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but it was
the 2013 version. And I'm not watching that. I'm not watching that trash.
And we just stopped looking.
So I was like, okay.
But
so
we did want to watch our bonus movie, so that was why.
We did watch Sleepy Hollow, the 1999 version with Christina Ricci and Johnny Depp, the Tim Burton version, which is a Halloween movie. I consider that a Halloween movie because
absolutely.
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow was a cartoon that did. Okay. So of course,
based on a book.
It's based on a book,
right?
Yeah, it's based on a book. But I always remember as a kid watching the Legend of Sleepy Hollow. When and it's Washington Irving's.
We used to Irving. Yeah. Why did I say that?
I don't know.
Good grief.
Yeah. Washington Irving's short story.
God, I even have a degree in that. That's stupid.
So and it's loosely based on it. But I remember as a kid, every Halloween, the Disney cartoons.
Yeah, absolutely. The tall, skinny guys. Ichabod Crane.
Yeah. And I played Ichabod Crane in a school play once.
Yeah.
Based on this same short story. Of course, nice. It would be. So we did watch that. That for me, that's a Halloween thing. And she's never seen it. Of course, she's never seen any movie. We watched that. We watched one of the other recommended films.
And yeah, I think Katie told me this one.
So Cabin in the Woods, we watched it. And then I threw in Odd Thomas, which is not technically a Halloween movie, nor is it a horror movie, but it's kind of creepy, weird, freaky stuff. It's supernaturally.
Except he forgot the ending of it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about the ending.
It's based on the Dean Koontz book, you said,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is based on a Dean Koontz novel by the same name, Odd Thomas. Dean Koontz is a spooky writer, so I figured it'd follow up. We did also let her watch. It's not that we was technically going to throw it in there, but she had never seen Interview with a Vampire either, which is way more spooky than Odd Thomas, sort of. But
different kind of spooky.
Yeah, so we watched it as well. Not that we'll probably get into it, but those are the movies we work. We're going to talk about those in our, second half of the show.
Yeah, coffee getting you.
Yeah, the coffee hit me right in the gut.
Ooh.
No, I'm just playing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, that's
you know, it gives you that little, like, burpy feeling.
Yeah, yeah. I you're get
like, you. Like, you're between burp and, yeah. It's like, mm-hmm. You know.
The great gaspy. That's what I'm going to call you right now when you're drinking your coffee. So which one are we going to start with, Sleepy Hollow?
I don't know yet. When we get to the second half of the show, we'll figure it out.
Oh, I thought we were already there.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to wake up. Coffee hasn't kicked in yet, people.
Yeah, the coffee hasn't kicked in.
What else is going on this week, though?
That's it. Halloween, man.
Yeah.
Halloween. We did just release.
Gosh, we're already at the end of October. That's kind of craziness. Like, it flew by.
Did it?
For me, it did. Yeah.
I guess.
No?
I don't know. It just, every day seems long during the week. Like,
no, it's getting darker earlier, too, which we
That does kind of make a difference in how time goes by.
Daylight savings is this weekend, too, folks.
Yeah, don't forget, change your clocks backwards. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Extra hour.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's my favorite time of the year, Halloween. And then the clocks go back.
It's a full moon on Halloween, too.
Oh, shit. Everything's going to happen.
It's all of it.
The clock goes back. The moon's full. It's Halloween. Man, the world's going to end. And we're getting married. We're getting married and the world ends. Blah. You are a welcome people.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, I did go vote. Early voting was in North Carolina. I did go vote. That's about it. I was kind of pissed we didn't have stickers this year because everything's a write-in ballot. Like, write-in, you have to fill them with pens, so they were giving pens away.
COVID.
Instead of stickers. Yeah. But I knew it from other people, but it was
thanks
kind
for
of
wasting all that money.
Yeah, everybody was complaining about how cheap the pens were, but I didn't mind it.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking it still costs money.
It costs way more than a sticker.
Fuck yeah.
But voting was super good, though.
Hard work. Hard work.
Super clean, especially where I went. It was busy, but they were handling it. So if anybody's a little nervous about getting out and voting, don't be. It was fine.
Yeah, go vote if you want. It's your freedom to vote or not to vote. Just remember that.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. On the outset of voting.
Oh.
We have no records this week.
Yeah, not a one. We were lazy this week, I guess. I don't know.
Because I'm as far as music goes, we reach out to other people.
We can record our own shit.
Yeah. Hey, check out our stuff. But I mean, you know, outside of the normal podcast I'm listening to right now, I haven't picked up any new ones that I'm ready to reco.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want some recos, I'm not going to leave the links in the description because you can find them. But Apex Mountain podcast, definitely check them out. Always check out Whack Brackets. Check out the Beazle Boys. You can check out 100 different podcast, whatever is up to you, but you know, I strongly suggest find some podcasts to listen to. If you listen to ours, we would appreciate that you continue to listen to it. Yeah.
Or let us know one that you're loving to listen to right now. We could check them out.
No, absolutely,
for sure.
Yeah, for real. If you are listening to a great podcast that you love, let us know. I will always check out a podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, speaking of podcast, we did just drop
a weekly dose of trashality.
Yeah. Check that out because The Bachelorette is fucking horrible.
It's a mess.
Yeah. I don't like the show anyway, so it's really good.
Yeah. So if you want to hear Keith's true opinion about The Bachelorette and its loveliness, all its glory, he didn't hold back at all.
Yeah. No, not holding back. So, anyways, guys and girls, we'll be right back with the second half of the show. Check out.
Apparently, it is the second half.
Yeah.
I'll be better in the second half.
Hey,
I
man,
promise
we're,
you.
We're jumping to the second half now. Okay.
Okay, babe.
Are you ready? This is not the first. This is the first half.
Yeah.
We're checking out the second half because we're going to record it after I hit, you know, stop.
Yeah, yeah. I get you.
And start again.
Okay.
You cool?
I'm good, babe.
You sure?
I'm here for it.
All right. Just making sure. All right. Check out the ad, guys and ladies, and we'll be back in about a minute, 28 seconds. I don't know. Give or take. Goofball. And we're back, guys and girls. Welcome back to the show. Here we go. We're getting started. We're going to get right into it. We're going to talk about Odd Thomas. Now, I don't think any of these movies will get many stars from her for her scientific film rating of creepy movies.
Yeah, should we recap that?
Yeah, we can recap.
So Heart Rate is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It might on some of them. We'll see. What was the other ones? Oh, whether or not I shit my pants. I will have some of those reactions, I think, for some of them.
Yeah.
And then finally,
closing your eyes.
It was closing my eyes. Yep. Well, there might be some of that. We'll see.
We'll see. So, Odd Thomas, we want to talk about Odd Thomas first. Odd Thomas is a 2013. It's more of a supernatural thriller, mystery type of thriller.
Yeah, because he sees dead people.
Yeah, he sees all kinds of, he's all kinds of supernatural. This guy, Odd Thomas, played by Anton Yelchin.
He was really good.
Yeah, he's a really good actor. Super good. I don't think I've seen him in anything else that I can't think of off the top of my head.
No, but I like him in that a lot, though. He was a good... Oh, he's Russian-born. Sweet. Well, I mean, he's in Star Trek. That's probably why.
His name is Yelchin.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it.
Yeah. He plays Chekhov.
Yeah, yeah.
In Star Trek. So now I remember. Okay, cool.
No, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, so the movie's loosely based around... Or not that it's loosely based around. It is based on Dean Koontz's 2003 novel, Odd Thomas. Basically...
It's his name, so if anybody's wondering,
yeah.
His name is Odd.
Yes, his name is
his
Odd.
His dad thought he was going to be named Todd, right?
Yes.
And there's no T.
No T.
Just Odd. And he's got a girlfriend. Her name is Stormy. She's adorable.
Stormy's cool.
She's cute.
She's a little cool, strong.
And she knows that he sees dead stuff.
Yep.
Or dead people.
Yep.
And other things.
And he's got this in with the police chief who is played by the excellent and classic actor William Dafoe. Like one of my favorite actors ever.
Yeah, he's been busting in a lot of our movies lately.
Yeah, fucking William Dafoe is amazing. He's just a really great actor.
Yeah, he does a good job in this too. Actually, this was kind of twisty too, honestly.
Yeah.
I kind of didn't put all the pieces together until the very end.
Yeah, it does a really good job of kind of throwing you. You know, when you think about Dean Koontz books, you don't think about books or movies to be made that's like this. It kind of, it's his style, you know, kind of keep you guessing to the end of what's really going to happen.
Even when I thought I knew what was happening did not actually happen too.
Yeah, so it was kind of cool. I love the twist in it as well. It's not for the faint of heart. Like
no, it's a kind of gory.
Yeah, it's
a lot gory actually. Yeah, maybe I've become desensitized to it because I watched most of it, I think.
Yeah,
and I don't think I hid my eyes maybe once or twice in this.
Right.
But other than that,
yeah, it's a pretty straightforward movie. You don't, you know, the way it goes, you don't think about it being as
no, because it's more like. It's like what you would watch like in any crime kind of show like that, but it's just monster-y more so.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more gross, but it's the same kind of idea as far as him trying to solve a crime that's happened. Or he has a vision, doesn't he? He sees people in those bowling shirts. And then his friend
had a dream, and there's another dream. And then, you know,
there's going to be this massive amount of people dying.
Yeah, because there's these invisible creatures.
Now, those things were fucking creepy. The Bodaks.
That's what got you, wasn't it?
I didn't like that. I don't like anything that climbs and crawls on the ceiling. So basically, they're following these people. They're death seekers, kind of, sort of, right? They follow, they're looking for destruction.
They feed on evil and carnage.
Yeah, and so they were around this guy that they call Fungus Bob.
Mm-hmm.
He's this character looking guy who's got like this toupee, and they follow around him like he's in the mall, and they're everywhere around him.
Yep.
So that's what starts Odd thinking that this guy is somehow a part of this whole scheme.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing develops from there.
So if you haven't seen Odd Thomas, and we're just going to run through this.
I'm not even going to ruin the end of it.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Well, I will ruin the end of it. No, I can't. Oh, but it's so sad.
No, you don't ruin the end, but you just gave it away because you said it was sad.
Well, because I was mad.
There's always spoilers on this show, people. So if you
I am going to spoil it.
No, don't spoil
it for
me. No, don't spoil it. Watch it. If you haven't seen Odd Thomas, please watch the movie. It's a really great watch, especially if you like supernaturally mystery thrillers and things of that nature. If you like Dean Koontz books and you've read this one, then I would say, watch it. It's not too bad.
No, it was really good.
They did a good job.
I just wish I was better prepared for the end.
Can't do that. And honestly, I forgot.
You forgot. I know. I looked over at you. I was like, why did you not tell me? But that's okay. I'll forgive you for it.
So the next movie we're going to get into is Interview with a Vampire. We're going to talk about it because it's a fucking classic.
We didn't have a vampire movie.
We did not have a vampire movie all month. So we're going to throw this one in. It's not the best, far as spooky, really horrific type of vampire movies, but it's a good horror film.
No, I enjoyed it.
It does have some very gross and spooky moments. I think you were asleep during the part where they were in Paris,
so technically my eyes were closed.
Yeah, for a good bit. The main part she was sleeping through was
hear it though. I heard a lot of screaming.
Yeah, when they were in Paris at the vampire theater, where he
no
meets.
I did watch that.
So
Antonio Banderas, when they take the girl out.
Yeah.
I watched that.
Okay, so
it was after that I didn't see it.
When he killed all them vampires?
I didn't see that part.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, Interview with Vampires, not technically what I would say. It's not like my favorite movie, but the books are amazing. Like Anne Rice, because if you don't know, this movie is literally based on the book by Anne Rice. This book was written in 1976.
Yeah, that surprises me.
Yeah, I mean, it is one book of a series of books. It's the Vampire Chronicles.
Yeah. It's this one and the Damned one that you told me?
It's
Queen of the Damned.
That's one of them, too. Queen of the Damned is one of the books.
I don't remember.
Vampire Lestat is another book. Midnock the Devil is another book. It's a good series of books, man. If you've never seen, if you've never read any of these books, maybe you're not a book reader, I would suggest you pick up some Anne Rice novels. She's a fucking excellent author.
Oh, Lord, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Tale of the Body Thief. I forgot about that book. That's the one with the witches in it. The Vampire Armand is one of them. I mean, because here's what happened. So she wrote Interview with a Vampire, the Vampire Lestat. There is an interlude with the undead, which was written in a Playboy. It was like a thing.
I missed that one. I was five.
Yeah, 79.
Yeah, I was going to say I was five.
But Interview with a Vampire, the Vampire Lestat, the Queen of the Damned, Tale of the Body Thief. Okay, those books, and then Midnock the Devil. So that was from 1976 to 1995. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then she wrote the book about the Vampire Armand. Then she wrote Merrick. I haven't read Merrick. She wrote Blood and Gold, Blackwood Farm, The Blood Canticle. Then she did Claudia's Story in 2012, which was Interview with a Vampire based on Claudia's story of it. Then she wrote Prince Lestat. And then it kind of goes on. I haven't read anything past Midnock the Devil. I read the first set of books because...
Oh, gosh, there's 10 more that you could read.
Yeah.
Eight more.
Yeah. I have read The Witching Hour, which was from the Chronicles of the Lives of the Mayfair Witches. I did read The Witching Hour. That was really good. So anyways, back to the movie. The movie stars Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Antonio Banderas, and Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
Which I will say this was probably Kirsten Dunst's finest role ever. I mean, this kid.
Yeah, she kind of plays dummy roles after this.
Yeah, she. I mean, you know, there's.
She was young. How old was she? 10? We don't know.
Oh my gosh.
She looks 10. Doesn't mean that she was 10.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I'll find it.
Okay.
We keep talking. But anyways,
Tom Cruise, not a big fan, but he did a really nice job in this.
Yeah.
Given the role of who he was playing in this, he did play the role. Or gave the role justice.
Right.
Because he's kind of an arrogant asshole. So who's better to play that?
I mean, let's be honest. Okay. I'm not a big Tom Cruise fan.
No, you don't like him at all. I don't really care for him either.
Well, when I liked Tom Cruise is when he did, you know, Top Gun and,
yeah,
you know, Days of Thunder. And this was right around not too far after that.
So she was born in 82 and the movie came out in 94. So she was 12.
Yeah.
That's about right.
So, Yeah, Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, they do excellent jobs in this movie.
Yeah.
Antonio Banderas does a fucking, I mean, but I'm a Banderas fan.
His wig's funny in this movie.
No, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Cause it is like,
his wig is a little funny. The movie fared well having been made in 1994, except for his wig.
Yeah. That's the one thing that
his
did not age
like
well.
They like literally went to like Party City and got the little fake doll hair wig and stuck it on his head and be like, eh, it's fine. It's fine. Right. It looks good on you. It looks good. And he's like, oh, this does look good on me. Yeah, it looks great on you. Go ahead.
And also, if you didn't know, Christian Slater is also in this.
He's so good in this. I loved him in it.
But I love Christian. I think Christian Slater is one
God,
of my
he's so
favorite
deadpan.
Actors.
He's so awesome.
Yeah, he's such a
he's
good
got
actor.
That dry humor, even in this. Like, yeah. You almost feel like you're watching Christian Slater himself instead of like him playing a part. Like, that's what you just imagine him
he
to be
like.
He gives
me that, God,
like
what
James
was it?
Dean
Pirate Radio. Five.
Oh,
when
it, yeah.
Was it was that the name of the movie? I can't remember what the name of the movie was.
I know what you're talking about.
But he did an underground radio.
Shit. What was that?
I cannot think of that fucking movie. But it reminds me of
that
role.
Oh, God, that movie is so good. Radio player? No.
I can't remember.
Oh, normally. Shit. We got to look it up.
God, she remembers a movie. I'm surprised.
No, I know exactly what it is. Because they convince people to kill themselves. Is that not the show, the radio thing you're thinking about? That movie?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
No.
There's a movie that he's in where they like literally put out subliminal messages to where kids start killing themselves.
No.
Why the hell would I have
seen that?
But why would I have seen that ever in my life?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I know exactly. I don't know. I have to look it up. I don't know what it is. See, I know bits and pieces of movies. Like, I probably watched some of it and they're like, eh.
Yeah, that's not the one I'm thinking of. But,
I'm just making shit up. I don't know.
I love the fact that, you know, I'm like, I'm talking about a movie and she's like, bam, I know what it is. And I'm like, what is?
I love that the movies I think I know, you don't know at all. And I'm like, I could just be making that shit up. There's no freaking telling. There is, though. There's a movie when they're on the thing. Oh, could it be Heathers, though? Doesn't he have a radio show with Heathers?
I don't know, but Pump Up the Volume was the name of that movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
I think that's...
I'm telling you, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. No, Pump Up the Volume was a movie about him.
Pump
he
up
had
the volume. Pump up the not oh that one. God. No,
no, no, no, no! Stop! Holy shit! Okay, this show's over with.
I'm gonna keep it going. Whatever.
Anyway, so back to Interview with the Vampire. So if you haven't seen the movie, it's literally the story where Brad Pitt, who plays the vampire Louis, is getting interviewed by Christian Slater, and he is telling his story.
Yeah, his coming.
Hence the name of the movie, Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah.
So, and he talks about, you know, Lestat, played by Tom Cruise, made him in 1791. Then he goes on there for kind of following the journey. Every vampire has a dark gift or a gift of sorts. You know, some can read thoughts, some can do this, some can do that. Unfortunately, Louis's gift is that he has technically, so he's a vampire with a soul.
Yeah.
So he feels remorse.
Oh, is that a curse for him, though? That's got to be a curse.
Yeah, I guess in a sense it is. But I mean, he finally figures out how to deal with it. And you can see in other books where kind of Louis makes appearances, not very many after this book, but you can kind of see he still kind of has a bit of that. Mm-hmm. The Vampire Chronicles is literally more about the vampire Lestat.
Yeah.
Centrally focused, which was really hard for me because I had read Interview with a Vampire, but I didn't really get into the other books till I worked in the library. And this was after I had seen Interview with a Vampire, mm-hmm. the movie. And it took me a little bit to get rid of that image of Tom Cruise as Lestat out of my head. You know, I had to break.
Yeah, I get you.
I had to like really break that.
That's tough when you do read books. It's one of the hardest things for me is when you have a mental image of what you think somebody looks like. But for you, you had the movie image in your head to have to get rid of instead of the other way around.
Yeah. So it was really tough. Interview with a Vampire is a great movie. I mean, it was Oscar nominated. It won, it didn't win anything at the Oscars, but it won a couple other awards. Golden Raspberry Award for worst screen combo.
Holy shit, that's funny. So, oh my God, that's the best ever. The Golden Raspberry Award. Yeah. Worst screen combo. Well, I mean,
it was
tough. You know what, though? They kind of didn't really have good chemistry, though.
Well, it was interesting.
But see, think about it, though. We were talking to in 94. They were both, like, you know, big names. And so this was probably a big deal to get the two of them in there. But I wonder if their egos or Tom Cruise's ego got in the way a little bit of them.
Well,
like,
it was rough because it was received kind of well and not well. It did $224 million on a budget of $60 million. Most of that budget of $60 million was given to the actors.
Yeah, it had to have been. No, I do think it was cool, though. I did like the little, like, scenery and stuff. And it did age well because we did say that most of it was a time period, so you really couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, so since it wasn't, like, one of those films where it was being filmed in the 90s, and it didn't have a lot of CGI effects in it.
No, the things they did have were okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't too god-awfully bad, so it does age well. Like she said, Banderas' wig does not age well. They could have done a lot better job on that.
No, but shit, it really does.
That really, I mean, you think about it, that wig had to be a motherfucking pain in the ass.
It almost looked like, you know, the guy from Kiss, how his hair's like kind of looks like it's painted on his head. It was like a painted on a head wig, but I don't know. It was just weird. It's like a bad wig. It's like they almost got it out of like a budget of something, like another movie. Right. We're like, oh, hell, we'll just use this wig. Yeah, it's right. Fine.
So, yeah, I mean, it ranks in my top 20 movies as far as rewatchable. Like, it's a movie I can rewatch probably once a year.
I can see that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I thought it was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
It's not one of those movies you see something new in every time. I don't know. I've watched it probably 20, 30, 40 times.
There was a couple of ew parts, though. There's a couple of, like, super bloody parts.
Oh, yeah.
But for the most part, I watched most of it. I did fall asleep. It was 2 hours and 3 minutes long.
Yeah, it was a little too long for her.
I slept through some of it. Mm-hmm. My bad. It wasn't because it wasn't good. I just couldn't keep my eyes open.
Well, it is what it is. Yeah. So we're going to move on from the Interview with a Vampire. If you have any thoughts about Interview with a Vampire, let us know. Is it one of your favorite movies? Or you think it sucked? You think it wasn't worth watching? Let us
know. Would you agree with the Raspberry nomination and win?
So our next movie we'll be talking about is the infamous Sleepy Hollow. It was filmed in 99, directed by the great Tim Burton. Another Tim Burton movie that it's one of those movies you kind of think, well, Tim Burton could do this, but, you know, it might not. But it's just, he does such a good job at directing.
And he's got his own little twisty stuff he does in things, like with the the effects and stuff.
Yeah.
Classic Tim Burton stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, love this movie.
Yeah, so this movie gets, before we go on to Sleepy Hollow, give us your star rating on Odd Thomas.
Oh, and yeah. Then Odd Thomas, I don't think there were any parts that scared. Oh, I did not like those things. What were they called again?
The Bodaks.
I didn't like those. I didn't have to hide my eyes, but they did make me feel really uncomfortable. So I'll have to give it a 1.5 stars.
Okay. One and a half out of three.
Because there were a couple times that I cussed at stuff because it was nasty.
Yeah.
Like when the guy was in that gas chamber and the fungus Bob.
Yeah.
When they were cutting in his chest. There's some nasty shit in there. I did not like that. I might give it 2 for that. Not scary, like jumpy scary, but gross as shit. There's some nasty fucking shit in there.
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So I'll give it a 2. For Interview with a Vampire, I will also give it a 2.
Oh, cool.
For the blood stuff.
Yeah.
In that whole scene when they're in the vampires or in the, doing the show. And you can't, the people in the audience, like that girl was like they brought her on stage, right? She's not an actress, but they didn't know. The audience didn't know.
No.
Am I right?
Yeah.
In reading that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I didn't like that part.
Mm-hmm.
It freaked me out. So I'll give it a 2.
Right.
You're going to have to get a cat.
If a cat dies tonight, you can't
blame
sir.
We don't talk like that. Mm-mm. You're going to get a 2.
Get a 2 what?
No, I'll give them both 2s. Just for grossness.
Okay. All right. So
Sleepy Hollow gets a rating of 3 because it's amazing, but not because it's gross. Oh, it is a little gross, though.
Yeah, it is.
These two.
So, Sleepy Hollow, if you didn't know, is a film, like we talked about earlier, based on Washington Irving's short story from 1820.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking awesome. This movie does star Johnny Depp. It stars Christina Ricci. And it has a slew of other people. Michael Gambon, Miranda Richardson. It's got Casper Van Dien, Jeffrey Jones, who we saw in what?
Beetlejuice.
That's right. Beetlejuice. Very good. And it also has the infamous fucking Christopher Walken playing the
They could not
horseman.
Have picked a better person.
Oh my gosh, no. I mean when they show the Hessian soldier, you know, when you see who the Headless Horseman is and they show that
little
like, backlash. Mess,
jacked up teeth.
Yeah, man, he's amazing.
He just looks like he got electrocuted and then they put him on a horse. Like, come here, we're gonna try something. Good thing he didn't have Antonio Banderas' wig. I wouldn't be able to take him serious.
Anyways, Legend of Sleepy Hollow, if you don't know, basically, and this one is, like we said, it's loosely based on it because Depp is a constable in
New York City.
Mm-hmm. And he comes down to this little place called Sleepy Hollow. He's investigating
murder. People are getting
murder.
Their heads chopped off.
Yep, they're getting their heads, as the constable says, or the judge, their heads are getting lopped off.
Yes, their heads are getting lopped off. Yeah. And we have to figure out why. It was like five of them when he finally arrives, and then it still continues.
Yeah, so he goes and finds out, you know, there's a witch and blah, 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 and she's controlling the Hessian soldier. So it's a great movie. I mean, it's a great movie. I mean, there's some...
Oh, it's so good.
There's some classic parts in it, like the covered bridge.
Yes.
That part is classic because you remember it if you've watched the cartoon, the old Disney cartoon where Ichabod Crane is, he's going across the bridge and, you know... And the story is that the Headless Horseman won't cross the bridge. In this movie, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's really good though.
Yeah. And in that instance, you see that covered bridge part. You also see in the woods where the fake Headless Horseman, Casper Van Dien's on the horseback and he's running and he throws the pumpkin at him, or the jack-o'-lantern at him that's flaming and it hits him. You remember in in the Ichabod or the cartoon version, the pumpkin being thrown by the Headless Horseman, which, you know, it's kind of funny that you get to see all that.
Yeah,
you know?
And I thought it was great.
He integrated that in with the movie. Was really, really excellent for me. Christina Ricci plays
his love interest, but she's part of the house. Like,
yeah,
she's
a little witchy witch. And, excuse me.
But I thought it was really nicely done.
No, it's
again, because it's a time period piece, you don't really notice any of the aging of it. Actually, I thought a lot of the things that they did still look kind of good and would still be even used today.
Well, for me, it's Tim Burton-esque. I mean, there's nothing...
He's on the outer edge even when he was doing this, so that still seems relevant.
Yeah,
Do you know what I mean?
There's nothing... I mean, it is 99. You think about it, that's 20 years.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
This movie's 20 years old, and you think, wow, you know, it's 20 years old. You don't think about it being 20 years old. It did pretty well in the box office. It's a classic. I mean, I hate to say it's a classic now, but it's for me, it's a classic movie that I can go back and watch over and over and over.
And it has just the right amount of, like, scenes where you kind of are nervous of what's going to happen, but nothing's really over the top.
Right.
There are some kind of nasty spots in it a little bit. I thought the heads all in the tree were kind of gross.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's got to be gross.
That's where he's storing them. I know. But getting the heads chopped off didn't bother me because they were all clean cut, so it didn't bleed or anything weird.
Yeah.
But the heads in the and when they opened up the tree.
Yeah.
And it's squirting him in the face. That was kind of nasty.
When he's chopping a tree.
Yes.
And it's like just splurting out everywhere.
But you come to figure that out of Tim Burton movies. Like, he's always going to have something kind of nasty, but like direct like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's over the top gross.
Yeah, it's over the top, but you expect it. So it's not like it's too much. But yeah, I thought it was good.
It's more humorous. It's like being gross or gory in a humorous way.
Well, because every time I see Johnny Depp, all I can think about is the Mad Hatter. So it's like any role that he plays for me, especially with Tim Burton.
Interesting.
Is I just think the Mad Hatter, which he's
because I see him as
nuts.
Not because it's maybe more new. I see him as Captain Jack.
Yeah, but see, I never watched any of those movies.
You haven't watched any of the Pirates?
I've never seen any of them.
Okay, guys and girls, we'll be doing a whole Pirates of the Caribbean binge.
Yeah, I've never seen him. I've only ever seen him in the Alice in Wonderland ones, the Mad Hatter ones.
I live in this.
That's the world I live in. I remember I even told you after I watched these, I'm like, I'm going to have to watch Mary Poppins or something after this to like clear my head.
Yeah, we got to watch Pirates of the Caribbean now.
Yeah, I've never seen any of them. Wow. I've seen parts of the first one. But you could never find them until Disney Plus came out. They were all splattered all over the place, and so you couldn't ever find them. Well, I didn't really look at me. Do you think I own movies? I mean, seriously, I have more books.
Oh, my gosh. I just realized something.
What?
So Christopher Walken plays the Headless Horseman, the Hessian soldier.
Right.
But Ray Park does all the other stuff.
Who's Ray Park?
Well, let me school you on who Ray Park is. Ray Park is the guy who played Darth Maul.
Oh.
In The Phantom Menace.
That's interesting.
Wow. That is.
So is he his double?
Yeah. Well, not double, but he played. When he was the guy who was actually riding the horse without the head. So when he was the Headless Horseman, when he didn't have the head, when you saw Christopher Walken's head, it was
him. So when Christopher Walken had his head, he was him.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course.
Oh, and then Ray Park played him when he was riding on the horses or when he was fighting. Yeah, you know what, though? That does kind of make sense because the size difference is huge.
Yeah, because Ray Park's a big dude.
Yeah, and Christopher Walken's a little skinny thing. He get me wielding that sword around like that.
Yeah.
It'd fall over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I would see him more as Ichabod Crane, though. Like, to be honest, like, just as the cartoon version. Like, think about how, like, tall and lanky and weird he kind of is. You know what I mean? I mean, he plays an excellent Headless Horseman, but you do kind of think of that of him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a little weird, odd man.
Yeah. So, Sleepy Hollow is in the books. A Halloween, and this
I'm
is
not
a
giving
Halloween
it a scary
movie.
Rating. Well, I would. It's a little gory, but it's an excellent movie.
Yeah, it's got some nice little jump scares in it that try to fool you. It's classic Tim Burton, like I said.
The whole thing's in the dark, so like you know, yeah. I mean, there's like maybe two live light scenes. The whole time.
I mean, it's a classic dark time movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah. I thought it was great. Yeah. Very well done.
Very, very well done.
I expected nothing less from Tim Burton, though, to tell you the truth.
It's a good movie. Go watch it if you haven't seen it. I'm sure.
It'd be a great one to watch on Halloween, actually.
Yeah.
Not for small children, though.
No, if you want to watch Sleepy Hollow with small children, watch
the cartoon version. This one's got some sex in it, too.
Oh, yeah. It's got some...
And a lot of innuendo.
Lots of innuendo. It's Tim Burton, man. So the last movie we're going to talk about is Cabin in the Woods. This is a requested movie. It is a horror comedy movie. It does all the great things that horror comedies. It is directed by Drew Gabbert and produced by Joss Whedon. I always want to say Josh.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah. If you're a sci-fi nerd, you know who Joss Whedon is. He's done some of the greatest stuff. Like
I love that whole Buffy thing. God, I love that. And then it went on to Angel.
Yeah.
Yep. God, I love that whole thing. I'd watch all of them.
I binged a couple of those.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Such good stuff.
He's done a lot of great things. We won't get into his.
So this movie basically covers every single thing that could be in any other horror movie.
Yeah.
It's in here.
Yep.
And not like cheesily done, differently done.
Yep.
Like it's not a cliche movie.
No, it's not a cliche movie. I think they really tried. Well, let's look at it like this. Whedon and Goddard. my head's just kind of swimming here
all
with
your
all types
D's
of names.
Went to B's on that one.
I know, it did. So Goddard and Whedon both kind of it wasn't that they were trying to make fun of it. What they were trying to do was like not do the stereotypical thing. They were trying to get away from the mindset of, you know, like they didn't want like a torture porn movie and
yeah.
They didn't. So they were kind of like poking a little bit of fun at certain things, but they also was trying to get away from it. It was really interesting.
To me, this was basically like a reality TV show, but with horror stuff in it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's...
If that makes any sense.
It's
controlled. I hate that. I mean...
I think I read a quote or an interview or a piece from Whedon where he was saying he was really trying to go at or kind of point out or take a... It's kind of like a serious critique on everything they hate about horror movies.
Oh, interesting.
So everything that you see in this horror movie is kind of, or this movie is kind of like a representation of all the crap they hate. They
I get it.
You know, not that it's poking fun at, but it's kind of pointing it out.
It has got a satirical feel to it.
Oh, it's got a very satirical, it's very parody-ish.
A little bit, but
it's not like
not cheesy.
It's not like a scary movie parody.
No, exactly. It's not like it's not like that at all.
Yeah, mm-mm.
Like so, the phone rings, you know, that kind of thing. It's just basically five friends are going to a cabin in the woods.
Yeah,
but it's all directed.
Yeah,
because you see this guy when they leave, that everything's going as like he's like on the, you know, pushing his ear and talking to somebody, telling him everything's
the nest track. Is empty. The nest is empty.
So from that point on, you're like, okay, something's weird. Like, what's going on with this? So basically, it's like they moved into the Big Brother house, which is the cabin in the woods.
Yeah, and they're being filmed.
And they're being filmed, and it's kind of like if what's that tribute movie? I said it the other day. What is the movie? The Mockingjay movie. What the hell can I not think of that name?
Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's like the Hunger Games. So you have people who are doing things.
To Kill a Mockingjay.
Stupid.
You mean To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah, but then there's Mockingjays in the book. Oh, whatever. That's what my brain went. I told you, I'm struggling today. I'm struggling. I'm on like brain overload.
You know that movie, To Kill a Mockingjay?
That one too. Killed all of them. Oh my gosh. But anyways, whatever. Shut up. I can't even think. But yeah, it's like that movie, not whatever one I just crossed together. Yeah. So, it's like Hunger Games though, because they're like in the Hunger Games, they control and add things to the stadium thing so that the people, you know, have to encounter different things. It's the same thing. You've got people that are game masters controlling the what happens to these people.
So essentially the story is, if you haven't seen the movie, is spoilers are coming on this one.
Well, you kind of can't help it because it starts from the get-go.
Yeah, so essentially there's a group of ancients that are being subdued by sacrifices, and there has to be rules followed in order for these ancients to stay asleep, to be
And these kids placeboed are part of the script.
By, yeah, so they find the kids that they need to sacrifice off. And
yeah, you got
to
have the whore, the jock, the
yeah, so you got to have
virgin,
all the right,
the smart dorky kid, whatever. Yeah,
so there's a group of engineers who are controlling this so that everything happens in a certain way, and the kids get to choose. The kids actually end up choosing which evil will kill them.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of things in the cellar that they all are led to when they're down there.
Yeah, she reads the diary.
Yeah, so they end up getting the redneck zombies.
Yeah,
to come after them to kill them.
Yeah,
the inbred redneck zombies, I think, to really make boot. But also, you as you see the movie goes on, you see the engineers. You know, they're coaxing them to do the things that typical horror movie kids would do, like let's separate, let's do this, let's go out in the woods and have sex. So they're where they were keep stopping from doing those things, like they. Like the kids were being smart, but the engineers kept pushing them to do it. So they had, you know, whether they had pheromones being released or set mood lighting or, you know, locking them in their rooms, doing all the things that would end up leading them to all die.
Yeah, yeah. Except some of them are smarter than that.
Yeah. So eventually what you see is this movie kind of, you know, in good fashion, the movie gets broken, or the whole script of everything gets broken as the kids go through it. The stoner nerdy kid ends up doing better and didn't die. And
yeah, he's the one who figures it out and starts putting pieces together. They think he's dead, but he's not. Yeah, he just comes back. And then, of course, the virgin girl is going to be the one that's like, can't die. She does not die.
No,
like ever. I mean, like literally in the background, they're all celebrating in that one party scene. The guy's like taking her out 500 times and she's not dying.
Yeah, the girl never dies. The virgin never dies.
Probably the craziest thing is that they go in this little elevator thing and they're basically in this cube, in this gigantic wall of every single crazy
monster horror thing
that
ghosts,
could do
vampires,
any
werewolves,
kind of I mean anything,
huge cobra, I mean it's all there. I mean
anything that
there.
A nightmare's made of, they're in boxes,
even the merman.
And so basically they're like, they're gonna make us choose how we want to die. Well, they get stuck. They try, you know, taking on the system, the guy and the girl do.
Yeah,
of course, in true fashion, they, you know, get pushed into a room. And they push the button and they release all this stuff into this building where all these people are.
And everybody just dies.
Everybody's just dying.
It's completely horrible.
It's blood red.
Yeah.
Everything. It is red.
Everything
everywhere.
Is gross and red.
It's disgusting.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it kind of was a lot.
Yeah, it was just, it was great.
And whatever was left behind, the zombies were eating. I mean, it was just gross.
No, it was classic gore, slapstick gore. That's what that was. Yeah, that part. It was slapstick gross. Gore at its best. And Whedon and Goddard did a great job in making that come to life. It was hilarious. I mean, Chris Hemsworth in it. That's your big. I mean, there's plenty of people you'll recognize. You know, as far as who the actors are. You'll recognize a lot of people. Sigourney Weaver makes an appearance at the end.
It's Sigourney Weaver.
I'm like, well, she knows who it is. It's Sigourney Weaver. So there's a lot of people in this. It's not a bad movie. It's not a movie I'm like, wow, this is a fucking excellent movie. But
no, but it was twisty turny enough where you couldn't really figure out. I mean, like, you knew that they were controlling the game. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put that in quotes, but the game of this sacrificing stuff. But yeah. It was interesting. It was super, I don't know, I thought it was kind of smart.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a good attempt at doing something different with horror genres.
It was super bloody, though. Super gross.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be super gross and bloody. I mean,
I would give it full 3 stars on that. As far as, like, jumpy, my heart rate probably got up several times.
Yeah.
Cussing.
Yeah.
There was a lot. I'm like, what the fuck is that thing? Like, it would just come out.
The zombies,
just,
the zombies really got you.
Shit. Yeah, I didn't watch that part. Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
Yeah, I mean, out of all the movies we watched, this is probably one that would got her at every turn.
Yeah, this was this out of the whole bunch was the roughest one.
Yeah.
For blood and gore.
Mm-hmm.
But Hereditary was the roughest one for, like, mind bucks.
Yeah, for real.
That's how I feel. I feel like those were the two roughest ones we watched for me.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't make me watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre, though. I don't think I could have watched it. I really don't.
I gave her mercy, people.
I just don't. I think I would have had nightmares.
That's a movie that's not for the faint of heart.
Because I dreamt about Jeepers Creepers, and that wasn't even that bad. But I did dream about that. I thought for sure I'd have dreams last night about the Borak things. I thought for sure I would, but I didn't.
Bodax.
Yeah, those two. Well, who's Borat?
The Borats.
They're fighting the Mockingjays.
The Borats give me fucking nightmares too. Or the Borat. Borat.
Whatever those things are. I thought for sure I would have dreams about the Bodax, but I did not. Yeah. Only because they creepily crawl across the ceilings. And I thought when we turned the lights out last night, I thought I might see some, but I didn't. Oh, and that was the other thing. I forgot to mention that. The guy, so because he can see these things, they would also, like, go up in his face, and they would be, like, around his girlfriends, and he'd have to pretend like he couldn't see it, and I didn't like that part of that movie. I forgot about that. Because then I'm like, oh, what if they're, like, around us now? Whatever.
They're not around us now.
You don't know.
They're not real.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
You know that?
I know that.
You talk to the people?
They're not real.
I don't know. There's a lot of shit I didn't think it was real that's real.
Like what?
Ghosts are real.
Where?
We had a ghost in my house when I was growing up.
Where?
When I was in the house I lived in. There was a ghost in the house.
There's a ghost in the house? Yeah. I'm the ghost in the house. I'm the ghost in the machine.
You just ghost dust ghosts.
What? What? What the hell was that? dust ghost. What is a fucking dust ghost?
I was trying to say. Never mind. I'm not even going to go there. My mind's not working really well today.
I think it's past her bedtimes, guys and girls.
Oh, my gosh. My brain is just really jumbled up today. Bless. It's okay.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Anyways, guys and girls, there are the movies.
I'm overloaded with horror movie. It's fried my brains, made it mush. Can we please just watch some Mary Poppins?
No.
Damn it.
Mary Poppins. Who watches Mary Poppins?
I watch Mary Poppins.
Oh, I know.
I need to clean my aura or something. I need to clean.
Well, you don't do it with Mary Poppins.
Yeah, it's a good movie. So good. Oh my god, I love that movie.
Okay,
it's my favorite movie ever. You know that?
Yeah, I know it. It's a okay movie.
Well, no dude likes Mary Poppins. Why would they?
I don't know.
No, but I'll just watch it. I'll watch it this week while you're at work. I'll put it on and watch it like my trash.
Oh my goodness. So anyways, they're the movies for this week. We talked about Odd Thomas, Interview with a Vampire.
Are we watching more next weekend or Sleepy are we Hollow? Taking our time off? I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you.
Well, we kind of finished up the movies we did. We said we were going to watch Nightmare Before Christmas because it's a classic.
Yeah, that's our wedding one.
That's the wedding movie. But we'll probably get back to podcasting as regular.
Okay.
This next coming week, we've got a interview we got a special guest coming up here soon. We're super stoked.
Yeah.
Getting some other people on the show with us.
Yeah, and I reached out to some people because, you know, November is Veterans Day in there, and so I reached out to talk to some charities and other different kind of affiliations that help veterans. So we'll be discussing those things and sharing some information on that as well.
Absolutely. And we're just doing our thing, moving forward. Check out the YouTube channel, Car Shorts. We got some stupid little videos on there.
Yeah, there's some good ones out there.
I don't know if they're good, but they're stupid.
Well, trick or treat, motherfuckers. Enjoy it.
Anyways, don't forget to check us out on Instagram. Check us out at the Facebook. We are on YouTube. Facebook. Rock Hippie Adventures everywhere. If you do Twitter, we're on Twitter. We're not doing much on Twitter, but if we get a following, if you say, hey, only thing I do is Twitter, we'll tweet at you.
Yeah, I don't even know how that works. I mean, I know how it works, but you have to be on that more.
You have to be on Twitter constantly, and we're really not on it, so you can hit us up at the Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram's our jam.
Yes.
Oh, that rhymed.
Oh, my gosh. Good job, babe.
Yeah, right? Yep.
Anyways, guys and girls,
and
we appreciate
you. And check out Trashality.
Yep, Trashality, the weekly dose of Trashality. You can listen to it everywhere podcasts are listened to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Key's commentary on Claire from The Bachelorette.
Oh, my gosh. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. So, guys and girls, we appreciate everything you do. And always remember, even in watching movies, live life bold and loud.
And mediocrity is not an option for us, and it should not be for you.
No, it really shouldn't be. Not at all.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Hippie Adventure Podcast. You can connect with us on all of our social channels, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Just look for Rock Hippie Adventures. You can also head over to our website, rockhippieadventures.com, for all of our latest blog posts and podcasts. You can also share your story, check out what we're listening to on Wednesday, or just our usual jackassery. As always, leave us a comment or rating on your favorite podcast app.
For guys like Mike over at Whack Brackets.
Nice.
You like that one?
Yeah,
didn't
that
you?
Was great, babe.
Those
it's classy.
Yeah, super, super. So people like us who are a little bit older, we remember the times you would get the Sears catalog.
That was a big holiday deal.
The holiday catalog from Sears we would all, I don't know about everybody else that's our age. I don't know how long it came out. I can't remember.
I don't either.
I think the last time I might have saw it was when I was like, you know, 10 or 12 or 13 years old.
I can't really remember. Yeah.
But man, when that thing came out, everybody wanted a piece of it. You know, you got it and you just sat down on your living room floor in front of the TV.
Flipping through the pages. I secretly like the smell of it.
You're so strange.
Did you not remember the smell of the Sears of the book? Oh, it smelled so good.
It smelled like every other magazine.
No, there was a smell to it. And
what,
the pages
smell
make
of money?
No, the pages made the best broke. Little like crinkly sounds too.
It was just like any other magazine.
No, babe, it was different. It smelled different.